Okay, welcome to another episode. Sad man time again. Sorry, I'm just getting over a cold, so if I sound kind of loopy and out of it, it's not the meds. No. But anyway, I got a good couple recipes, but before I get to that, this construction, I've heard people come up and complain about, and I've been complaining about it too, but it's going from Western Street to Montana, and then there down to Platinum. They're going to work up until September and then come back next spring and do some cleanup. It's not going to last 3 years like rumors have been going around. They're not doing all the sidewalks. That's only area that they're doing. I don't know exactly what they're doing up by Zip Trip. They're too busy to ask, and just let them people please do their jobs. It's hard enough getting complaints when they have to do it, but that's the job description on that. And some other things too. Social worker that's helping, he works through Easter Steals, Josh. I did not bring his full name, my apologies. But there's a lot of new programming coming in as far as helping people with grieving, loss, suicide. I talked to him extensively because we're dealing with a hospice situation with my best friend's family right now. So that's how I got connected with this gentleman. But it's very important, and I've always said, Butte is worth saving, damn it, and we're going to do it. And it's not just one person doing it, it's the whole community backing this. I am proud to finally announce that. It's coming in. Don't know when officially it's going to start up. I have to call one of his coworkers. He's on vacation, and I'll have her come in by next week or interview her down at the office so we can get all the ins and outs. It's a very important what's coming in. So I'm excited about that. After 26 years of doing victim advocacy officially, Butte, you're not done. And I refuse to give up on you people, and I'm just one of them. So that's what's coming up on that. And for the two recipes, my friend Lisa, she passed away from about 3 years ago, but she was just quite the cook. And I brought one of her favorite. And you guys can try it. I have never been able to get it close to what she does for some reason. That's just one of them old-time recipes. But the first one is Screwy Louie chocolate cake. Yes, a tongue twister, but good. Okay, first of all, you get a baking pan, 8 to 9 inch square pan. Grease that like you usually do. Preheat your oven at 350. It's going to take about 40 minutes or until done. Take your toothpick, check it. Like you're always supposed to, and if it comes out smooth, it's done. So here we go. It's 1.5 cup flour, 1 cup sugar, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon soda, 2 heaping tablespoons cocoa. Now you sift all them ingredients together. Okay, here's how, and this is interesting because I've never done this with a cake before. Make holes in center and pour in 1/2 cup of Wesson oil, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 1 tablespoon vinegar, and she did not put on here what flavor, but I'm thinking the regular white. Like I said, you sift all the other ingredients I told you, the flour, sugar, salt, soda, and the cocoa together like you usually do on a cake. So like I said, 40 minutes at 350 or until done. And let me tell you, you will not be disappointed in that cake recipe. Now here's one. It sounds simple and it should be simple, but I guess I'm making it more complicated. It's called cheese fluff pie or cheese cherry pie fluff. If I can get that word out, you do your graham cracker crust. You can make it homemade, but I like cheating every once in a while, especially with it being hot still in the kitchen. So about 8 to 9 inch graham cracker crust, beat 1 8-ounce cream cheese, soften and beat together, 1 big tub of Cool Whip, so 8 ounce right there, then add 3/4 sugar and 1 tablespoon vanilla. Mix them all together. Now, one thing she did not write down on this recipe, but I'm guessing, since I've done cherry pies and different pies over the years, is like you can take the pre-made canned cherry, or however you want to do it. If you want to go completely homemade, it's up to you. But try this recipe out. The way my friend Lisa did it, it rocks it. And so, like I said, next week when I come in to do the show, I'm going to have interviewed the social worker, and another program that's down. It started this year at the farmer's market for the SNAP program, and that's your food stamps. And what that is you go down with your regular SNAP card, give it to these two ladies down by the Phoenix buildings where they're usually sitting at, and you scan your card and you get chips that look like poker chips. $1, $2, it doesn't matter, whatever you got on there, whatever you want to do. So, but please take advantage of it. I mean, the Hutterite families down there, the Mennonite families, the Chinese family down, got some beautiful, beautiful vegetables down there for cooking. Believe me, the green onions are some of the biggest and best I've ever seen. And I cook a lot with that and garlic, and they got some good garlic down there too. So I hope everybody have enjoyed this episode of Sad Man Tommy Gunn. I'll see you next week, same time.